Andrew's Daily Five.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me.
Hey, I'm Andrew. Join Aaron and me as we play unknown songs and endeavor to guess what year those songs were released. Let's rock and roll.
All right, welcome everyone back to episode 12 of Guess the Year.
Yes.
And we have had a blast doing this series. We hope you guys have enjoyed it. We hope you've stood by us. That's Stand By Me. That's Ben E. King. I think that's 64.
Okay, 61.
61.
So four points only.
Earlier than I thought it was. Okay. I love that song.
It's a great song.
It's just one of the greatest songs. It's a classic. Okay, the score as it stands is 195 to 185.
Such drama.
Aaron has 10 points to make up. Can he do it, ladies and gentlemen? Here is his first song. Here we go.
Pretty sure that's James Brown, I think. I mean, it sounds like his antics. It sounds a little kind of a newer than some of the older stuff he did. I don't even know when his career was. That's how silly I feel right now. I don't know, 1975.
Okay, that was Wilson Pickett.
Ah, Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, we love Wilson.
We love Wilson.
He's so underrated.
Underrated Wilson. And if I'd played that song last episode, it would have been perfect with your midnight theme.
Yes, it would have.
Crazy, right?
Beautiful.
So anyway, the song is I'm a Midnight Mover by Wilson Pickett. The guess was 1975. The answer is 1968.
Okay.
So
all right, I'll take some points.
The 1 point,
that's okay.
So, okay. Aaron's first song to me. Here it is.
Perfect.
There I was, back in the wild again, and I felt right at home, where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again, just like it happened so many times before.
All right, well, it doesn't even sound familiar, so I'm guessing it's the 80s. I don't know on that one. I'll say 87.
Okay, so it was 95.
Okay, at least I got a point.
Yeah, you got a point. That was Ted Nugent.
Stranglehold, dude.
Fred Bear. It's one that we came across on the radio that, why are you naming the bear Fred Bear? But Fred Bear was actually a trapper.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a song about him running into this guy. But the whole time I was thinking it was about a bear. And so I was like, that's the stupidest name I've ever heard.
Well, all right. Yeah. 87 off by 8. So, yeah, we're both with 1 point so far. Okay. Here's your second song.
I want y'all to understand I'm down with BDP. I got so many styles, but I'm not an MC. I am a teacher, teaching rap, and of course I am back, because these other MCs out here are so weak and whack. So BDP will teach them, hey, we will teach them. BDP will teach them, hey, we will teach them all about the guy who first is down, but then he lies what he is to you. He's a part-time sucker. Among thousands and thousands.
Okay, you are bringing the heat on the final episode. It sounds like early rap, but it could be a newer guy trying to sound old. This is the question. Are you tricking me? Is this the hard one of the episode? Oh, man. What a sucker I feel like right now. I'll go with my gut. 92.
88.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one for you. Yeah. That was a really tough one. It was old. It was old. Okay. So you get 4 points.
All right.
That brings you within 6.
Okay.
So here we go with my second song.
We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since your kiss felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place.
All right, I'm thinking maybe like Zac Brown Band. Although the way it was, there was like this sort of dampened effect to it. It was interesting. I'll just go with 2016.
Okay. So that's a guy named Bailey Zimmerman.
Okay.
He's an up-and-coming country western artist.
I like the word up-and-coming with my 2016 guess. Is he any kin to Ryan Zimmerman, who was wildly popular here in the city of
D.C.? In fact, I think that's his brother.
Really?
Yeah. He's just not as good a baseball player. So 2022.
Okay. So off by 6.
Yeah. So 1 point.
1 point.
Darn it.
All right. Good deal for Bailey Zimmerman. Here is your third song.
Are traveling together in the sangre de Cristo and the blood of Christ mountains of New Mexico. On the last leg of a journey they started a long time ago, the arc of a love affair, rainbows in the high desert air.
Okay, Paul Simon. I like that guy.
Yeah.
He's very... He seems humble to me, but I don't know anything about the guy, honestly. He might not be.
I think he's humble.
He seems
to be. I like to think he's humble.
He definitely doesn't like to be in the limelight a lot. But the question is, when the heck is it? Seems to always be the question. I don't know. It definitely sounds like it's post-Simon and Garfunkel. I didn't hear the harmonies unless it was later on in the song and I was too hasty and stopped the recording. But, 1983.
Whoa, that was 83.
Yes.
10 points.
Oh,
good
what
job.
A clutch 10.
Wow, that is a clutch 10. The song was Heart and Bones, Hearts and Bones by Paul Simon.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so he went solo in the early 70s.
Okay.
And this is his third or fourth album.
So all right.
10 points
That's
to take the lead.
Gryffindor.
Amazing.
Good boy.
Amazing. Okay. There was that clutch shot that you needed. That's going to be hard to overcome because I'm sitting at 2 points for the episode. All right, here's your third song to me.
I just blew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. No siree. They got shacks up to 7 stories. Never see any morning glories but a step from our doorway. We got them for free. They got those minstrel shows, pretty ladies in the big chapeaus, private lawns, public parks. For the sake of civic virtue, they've got fountains there that squirt you. I just flew in from the Windy City. The Windy City is mighty pretty, but they ain't got what we got. I'm telling you, boys, we got more life in Deadwood City than in all of Illinois.
Oh my gosh. It's not Shirley Temple, at least.
Good man.
But I don't know when that would be. I'll say 57. No idea.
Okay, that's a great guess. It's 1954.
Okay,
so four points.
4 points. Oh, so close
so
for being that.
Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Okay. And Calamity Jane.
Okay.
So if you haven't watched that, that's a movie.
Okay.
And she's got a lot of really good movie songs.
Okay,
I know
cool.
You didn't include her in your movie.
Indeed I didn't. So that means that the score is 201 to 200.
Okay,
wow. I'm up by 1 point.
Okay, and you
going
have...
into the final, we both have 2 songs left.
Oh, okay.
201 to 200. Ladies and gentlemen,
this is a butt clincher.
This is a butt clincher. Okay, here's your 4th song.
Paul McCartney, a very aged, good singer. It might not be Paul, but doggone it if it sounds like him. Definitely sounds like an older guy singing that used to be a good artist and still is. Never give up if that's who it is. Gosh. Okay, I'm gonna go 2014.
That is Paul McCartney.
Okay, good.
Sir Paul.
I thought so.
2014 was the guess. The answer is 2018.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get 4 points.
Nice. Protected.
Very, very impressive. Yeah, that was his, not his last album, but his previous one before that.
Yeah.
And a very good album. Do you like Paul Simon or Paul McCartney more?
Well, I liked the Paul Simon song you put on there first, but I mean, overall, Paul McCartney is better.
They're both great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, take McCartney as well, but yeah, cool. Okay, so you went up by 3 points going into my fourth song. You have one song left, so 2 for me, 1 for you. Let's see what we got.
Scary.
Exciting. When it was just the guitar, I was thinking it was maybe the 80s, but the vocals, it's definitely newer. I'm going to just guess 2014. I have no idea.
Okay, that's a great guess. 2012.
Oh, yes!
So you have put yourself in a very nice leverage position.
Okay, 2012.
That is the Offspring.
Oh, my gosh. Offspring, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, they were active in the 90s, so.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually a pretty decent album.
Okay, that means the score is 208 to 204.
Yeah.
So you have to get a 4-pointer to have a chance here.
What if it's a tie, a complete tie? What do we do?
Well, I don't know. We'll go to a tiebreak.
Sudden death, right?
Sudden death.
Okay.
We'll hit shuffle on my thing.
First one to guess the year.
I don't know what we'll do.
Okay. Yeah, if it happens.
Okay, all right. 208 to 204 going into Aaron's last song. Here it is.
I can play every little trumpet of that.
Impressive that, like, just on the drum beat, you knew what it was.
It was Chuck Mangione.
Yeah, this is a song we grew up making fun of and listening to all of our childhood.
Golly, when would he have released it, though? Oh, geez. This is pressure. 1990.
Oh, swing and a miss. It's 78.
That old?
Yeah.
Bummer.
Oh, shame.
No sudden death today.
I was pulling for you, man.
Would you have guessed that late, though?
I would have said 80s.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know that I would have gotten as early as 82, so I probably wouldn't have gotten the 4 points. But
yeah,
I didn't realize it was that old.
1976?
1978.
78, wow.
Yeah, so when I thought it would be a fun song to end on, because the grandchildren of Sanchez, we loved making fun of that song. And I looked it up and I was like, I could have sworn it would have been 85 or 83, but
yeah.
78.
Jeez, so, yep. Well done.
All right, well, this one is just for fun. Let's hear your last song to
this
me.
This is the glory points.
All right, yep. Thank you.
my pain. You're self-chosen. At least, so the prophet says.
Okay, I don't know. And I don't care, because I've already won.
Yeah.
I'll say 91. I have no idea who that is, though.
Okay, that is Mad Season.
Mad Season.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So Layne Staley.
Yeah.
Of Alice in Chains.
That's cool. That's early 90s group. Then, isn't it?
Yeah, 95.
95, okay. Yeah. So I'd have gotten
good,
4 points.
Good
or I did get four
group.
Points. Yeah. Okay, cool. So the final score, ladies and gentlemen, 212 to 204. That was an epic and hard-fought battle, an incredible comeback to tie and take the lead.
Yes.
And then I think what did you in was that darn 10... No, you had the 10-pointer with Paul Simon. What was the what was your fourth song? That's the one where I got 7 points. The Offspring. Yeah.
Offspring.
That was the clutch one right there.
What really did me in was the very first episode where I gifted you those 10 points with Johnny Cash.
That's true, because you lost by 8 points. So yep. There's a big asterisk by this one. I'm the Astros of this series.
you did so good.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun, Aaron. Thank you so much for playing. We'll have to do it again, honestly.
Yeah.
I really enjoy this game. So hopefully you guys, as the listeners, have also enjoyed it. As soon as we finish here, you'll hear scores through episode 11. And then we're coming back with one bonus episode. We'll give you a couple days.
You get to do a victory lap on that.
There you go. So in the last series, Jonathan gave me 2 seconds of Beatles songs, 50 Beatles songs. And I got 49 out of 50 correct. So I missed one. So we'll see if I can outdo that. This time, Aaron's going to give me 2 seconds of They Might Be Giants songs, one of my favorite groups. And I'm excited to see how I can do. I don't think I'm going to do as well.
Okay.
But you're going to hear that kind of at the beginning of our bonus episode 13. And then you'll hear the final listener scores of everybody through episode 12. So get your point, get your guesses in. Let us know what you got there. And we'll be back again next time to announce the final scores. So it's been a blast.
Hey, awesome. Good work.
We'll talk to you soon.
Congrats to you.
Hey, everyone, I really want to thank you guys for joining us for Guest of the Year. We had so much fun doing this, and we hope you did too. Coming up next on my podcast, I am back solo. It's been a very long time since I've done a solo series. I've been wanting to do this series for about a year and a half, and I'm so excited to finally be starting the project. The series is called My Musical Journey, and I will be counting down my favorite 20 albums growing up in the 90s. This first series of the 90s is part of an extended series where I will discuss top album lists that I've made from 1990 to the present year. Can't wait for it. That starts on Monday. Got a couple late scores for episode 8. Dustin scored a 38. William scored a 48. For episode 9, Dustin scored a 25. William scored a 55 with 3 10s. And for episode 10, Maya scored an 8. Kevin a 15. Adam a 17. Bob and Brian grabbed 20s. Alicia had 22 with a 10. William had 25 with a 10. Paul had 34. Raj had 38. And Dustin scored 48 with a 10. That's a new high score for that episode. Our low-scoring song for episode 11 was Dachau Blues by Captain Beefheart and his Magic Band, which had 8 0s and no 10s. Kevin, Greg, and John scored 7s on that song. And our high-scoring song was Glycerine by Bush, which had 9 7s and only 1 0. Greg, William, and Raj grabbed 10s on that song. I've got 17 scores to read out for episode 11. In last place, unfortunately, is Bob with 11 points, then Maya with 17, Dustin with 23 and a 10, Steve with 23 and a 10, Kevin with 31, Barrett with 31, Howe with 33, Adam with 37 and a 10, John with 38 and 2 10s, Dave A with 40 and a 10, William with 44 and 2 10s, Pete with 48, Andrew with 54 and a 10, John with 54 and 2 10s, Greg with 56 and 2 10s, Griffin with 58 and 2 10s, and our high score is Raj with 60 and 4 10s. And our top 11 scores through 11 episodes, in 11th place, I've got Howe with an even 400. Next up is Dave A with 421, Dustin with 441, Paul with 442, although he's got one episode that he's behind on. Then is Pete with 469, Raj with 472, Andrew with 502, William with 537. He surged forward quite a bit after being back several episodes. Greg with 539. In second place is John with 653, and Griffin in first place with 659.
So a couple key matchups as we go into this final episode. Only 6 points are separating Griffin and John for first and second place, so it's looking like a dramatic ending there. 2 points are separating Greg and William. They are in third and fourth place. And then 3 points are separating Raj and Pete, who are currently in sixth and seventh, although Paul is lurking being back in episode, so he could make a run for that sixth and seventh spot. I need all guesses by Monday at 5 p.m., so go listen, guess the year, catch up if needed, send them in, and join us on Tuesday for the bonus 13th episode and the final listener scores. See you then. Have a great weekend.
Stand by me. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh.